We're joined right now by a senior NFL writer for CBS Sports, host of the Pick Six NFL podcast, another good friend of the program, Will Brinson, joins me right now. Will, brother, what's going on? How are you?
Jim, what's going on, man? Happy Friday. Hope all's well with you.
It's all good, man. Great Friday. Good to have you back, Will. All right, so let me start right here. If you had to sum up, Will, if you had to sum up Eli Manning and the Giants offense in one single word, what word would you choose?
Washed. They are washed, and Eli is washed, and he's been bad for several years now, and the chickens are coming home to roost, as we like to say in the South, with the way that this management and this front office and this look, here's they've decided to double down on Eli for multiple years, and it's resulted in an offense that can't get vertical down the field. They don't have an offensive line to protect a guy who's only okay in a fully protected pocket, and they've lost, you know, value in other areas. I mean, look, Saquon Barkley's fantastic, Jim, but this offense, if it can't make it work with Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley, that's a major problem. And I think that the inability to see past the flaws of Eli Manning has turned the Giants into the Jets.
Will Brinson, my guest, it's well said. But what about right now? I mean, now are they at a point? Do people in the Giants organization know that he is washed up and don't want to admit it? Or, Will, are there still people in that organization that actually think that he can turn this around?
I think they believe that Eli can ride off in a white horse and, you know, and end up succeeding at some point. I think they still buy into it. The reality of the situation, Jim, is that Eli Manning, like, if his name was Eli Smith, he wouldn't be going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's a guy with two great playoff runs and okay statistics in the regular season over a long period of time. He's got an Ironman streak, and he's got two big throws and a lot of help from some defense. But this is not a guy who, you know, he's not transcendent like his brother was. And, you know, as a result, I think that this organization gets caught up in the name value of Eli Manning. And as such, they're not willing to let him go. And it makes matters worse that they benched him for Geno freaking Smith last year, and they burnt all the goodwill to the ground. And now that they repaired the bridge, they can't go back and set fire to it again. They've kind of got to ride it out, and it's going to result in the Giants having another top five pick this year.
Will Brinson joining us. All right, Will, you mentioned Saquon Barkley and the fact that he was fantastic. I mean, when you see Barkley doing the types of things that he did last night, I mean, it seems utterly ridiculous to say this, but did the Giants make a mistake in drafting him over Sam Darnold or another quarterback?
Yes, they did, and not because Saquon Barkley's not great. The reality, Jim, is that when you look at that position and you look at it's a basic economic principle, and I'm not a good economic major or anything, but I know this one, opportunity cost. And when you draft a running back with a top five pick, you are passing on the opportunity to revive your franchise with a young quarterback. And this 2018 is a better example than any year we've seen, with the explosion of offenses, the need to have somebody, a quarterback, who can take your offense over the top and to win games for you. And the Giants don't have that. I'm not saying they'd be 5-1 with Sam Darnold, but they would at least have hope for the future. I think when you look at the Jets, you say, all right, this club is in a good place moving forward. You know, you look at the Browns, you say this club's in a good place moving forward. You look at the Giants and you're like, oh my God, this is a train wreck, unless they get lucky and somebody like Will Greer or Jared Stidham or Ryan Finley is a franchise savior. And I just don't know that this class is going to live up to the group that they had. When you get a cluster of potential franchise quarterbacks like the one we had in 2018, you have to shoot your shot when you've got the number two overall pick. The Giants got a great player in Saquon Barkley, but it's ultimately going to cost them a lot of potential victories.
Shoot your shot, shoot your foot off, one or the other. Will Brinson joining us. And you mentioned the Browns, Will. There's so much buzz around that team right now, and in large part it's Baker Mayfield. In large part it's that defense. That defense is so nasty. I mean, they're good. They're good. Are they, in your mind, playoff good?
Yeah, I think they are, Jim, in that AFC where, and now, they're in a tough division because I think the Ravens are a playoff caliber and Super Bowl caliber team with their defense. You know, I think that the Bengals are a very well-balanced team. Just got Vontaze Perfect back, and they should be able to continue their momentum. You can't count out the Steelers. So it's a tough division. But in the AFC, I think the Browns can make a run. My biggest concern certainly has nothing to do with the defense. You know, I think Greg Williams – it's like a walking midlife crisis, but the dude's got he's put together an incredible defense this year. They're a legit top five unit right now. And, you know, if you look at the advanced metrics, even the traditional stats, this is a team that's not going away on defense. I worry that Hugh Jackson is going to cost them at some point, you know, this season, somewhere in the range of 3 to 4 games with his bad decision making. The offense has improved with Baker Mayfield. Their yards per play are up. You know, even against a tough Ravens defense. And I think they're going to make noise and try and chase for a wild card spot. But I think at the end of the day, Hugh Jackson manages to gas him out of the playoffs by virtue of a few questionable decisions at the end of games.
Wow. Will Brinson joining us. I would follow you on that. But before I let you go, I want you to hit you up on a few more things. They've got the Chargers well on Sunday, and that's a pretty nice test for them. Think about Philip Rivers. It seems to me, and maybe I'm not being fair when I say this, I just don't think this guy, for as much credit as he gets, I don't think that Philip Rivers gets the credit that he deserves. Are people sleeping on him right now? And if they are, what are they missing about this guy?
Yeah, you're 100% right, Jim. Everybody's sleeping on Philip. People have slept on Philip Rivers his whole career.
Right.
If you flip Rivers and Manning and gave Rivers the two rings, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer with his production. He's been a better quarterback than Eli his entire career. Doesn't get the credit for it. He's one of the best leaders in the NFL. One of the nicest dudes in the NFL. He's one of the toughest quarterbacks you'll ever see. Nobody, you know, in the past 10 years has sat in more behind more bad offensive lines and just chucked it sidearm down the field with three pass rushers beating down on him, take a big shot and get right back up. And to do it at his age, to continue to change his game and you know, evolve into the modern NFL and play the way that he's played. When you look at his stats and what he's doing right now, he should be right there with Drew Brees when we talk about the veteran quarterback MVP conversation. I think if I'm doing my top five right now, it's Patty Mahomes, Jared Goff, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, and Tom Brady. I mean, you know, these guys are all playing exceptionally well, and Rivers, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. People sleep on him, and I think that if they can get rid of the Chargers-ness of that team, they can really make a deep run. The only two losses they've got are to the Rams and the Chiefs. That's not a bad little resume.
Will Brinson, CBS colleague of mine. All right, Will, you mentioned Mahomes. Now, how do you not love that matchup? Kansas City going into Foxborough, and we know that Bill Belichick has made some young quarterbacks look really bad. Hell, we've known Belichick has made some veteran quarterbacks look really bad. But then again, Belichick probably has never seen a young quarterback quite like Patrick Mahomes. How do you see that matchup, and what do you think Belichick does to make Mahomes uncomfortable?
Yeah, I don't know that he has the D. You're right. He's like 25-1 when he goes up against quarterbacks who are, you know, 26 or younger or in their second season. The stats are crazy. He dominates rookie quarterbacks, of course, Mahomes in his second year. But I think the game plan for the Patriots, they want this game to go under. The total is 59. It's creeping 59.5, creeping towards historical numbers in terms of what Vegas has put on a single game. If this game goes under, I think the Patriots win and win pretty easily, because it means that they've established Sony Michel, who's had two really nice games in a row, that they've used James White on short little checkdowns out of the backfield, and that they've slowed the pace of this game to a crawl, allowed Tom Brady to dink and dunk and dink and dunk, wear down the Chiefs' defense, which is going to be depleted anyway and very good, frankly, and ultimately, you know, pile up some points and make the Chiefs play catch-up. And I think that's what you need to do. You don't want the Chiefs to be balanced and aggressive out of the gate, because if they're playing from ahead, they can really flip you on your head. And Andy Reid did that last year. A little bit of a vengeance game here for New England. I think the Patriots – Jim, you can't get the Patriots on Sunday night in primetime -3.5 and bet on them and be fading the public very often, and you've got the chance right now. It's a pretty good little opportunity.
Will, I love it. So give the clones something. Throw them a bone. Patriots -3. How do you bet that? And if the over-under is 59 or 59.5, what would you do with that?
I I would take the over. Because you don't want to, as we said on the Pick Six podcast, you don't want to step in the freight train that is the under on that one. You could feel bad 20 minutes into that game. I think the play here is the Patriots. If you look at the way that they go against the spread, and I wrote about this on my CBSSports.com best bets column today, if you look at their numbers when they're favored by less than a touchdown at home, you don't get it very often. I would hammer the Patriots and bank on Bill Belichick. You're not going to get rich gambling against Bill Belichick. I'll tell you that much.
I love that. Will Brinson, my guest, read that column for the best bets. Will, one last thing. If Jason Garrett coached for anybody other than Jerry Jones, would he still be coaching?
No way. He wouldn't even get demoted to offensive coordinator. He's a professional clapper. I'm not sure what he does. He stands on the sidelines, claps, and then looks confused when it's fourth and one and he's got to make a call. It's been a while since he's really done anything of note. And I think, as Jason Lockeford has said to me multiple times, that Jerry Jones keeps him around because there's no controversy with what his head coach wants. He is the polar opposite of a
Bill Parcells.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson. Bill Parcells. Yeah, I was about to say Bill Walsh. Bill Parcells or Jimmy Johnson. Like, those guys were hard-headed football guys who said, we want to shop for the groceries. And Jerry Jones, he didn't want that. He wants to win a Super Bowl title with Jason Garrett as his coach to say, I did this. This is all on me. And to take all the credit. And it's not going to happen as long as he's trotting out this current iteration of a coaching staff and roster.
Win a Super Bowl. I don't know if this guy's going to win a playoff game. Why would you want to keep Jimmy Johnson around? He only won Super Bowls every year. He only put that team together. But you're exactly right. That's exactly why Garrett is still the coach there. He is a senior NFL writer for CBS Sports. He is the host of the Pick Six NFL podcast. You can also read him online. He's got his best bets up right now. Good friend of the program. Will, you just crushed it. Great to have you back, Will. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Have a great weekend, man.
Great job, Will. Will Brinson. When I did the Rome show, the Daily Show, Will would come on. My man was good then, and he is so good now. You should read him and check out his podcast. Host of the Pick Six NFL podcast, he said, hammer the Patriots when they're favored by less than a touchdown at home. Hammer them, and he said, better to go with the over.